USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump and First Lady Melania pay their respects to the late Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg as her casket lies in repose at the U.S. Supreme Court. The first couple met by some protesters outside the building as they arrived.
We reject your stolen court!
Those protesters angry that the president and Senate Republicans are moving quickly to fill the vacancy before November's election. President Trump expected to nominate a conservative woman to succeed the liberal Ginsburg on Saturday. Louisville police say 127 people have been arrested after the decision in the Breonna Taylor shooting case. Demonstrators filling the streets yesterday after learning there were no charges in the actual death of Taylor from a grand jury against the officers involved. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I've always taken care of myself. I always cook my own food. I just was losing steam, which is very unusual for me. And I said, you know what? A lot of our foods, they don't have the nutrients they did 100 years ago. So I took a chance with Balance of Nature, and I see a difference. Before I took Balance of Nature, by 1 o'clock in the afternoon, I found myself napping. Well, that's not happening anymore. I finally found something that's the real deal. And I'm just very happy with Balance of Nature.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
The Labor Department reporting the first-time jobless claims last week increased slightly to 870,000 total. That was 20,000 more than what most economists were expecting. Wall Street's been lower since opening this morning following the release of that report. The largest wildfire in Colorado history is now completely under control, as fire officials say the Pine Gulch fire in the western part of the state is 100% contained, but not before it burned over 139,000 acres after starting back on the 31st of July. President Trump to be in Jacksonville, Florida for a speech tonight at Cecil Airport, an appearance scheduled for 7 p.m. Eastern, but dozens of fans were already lining up there at 5 o'clock this morning. The president was scheduled to be in Jacksonville last month to give his acceptance speech at the Republican National Convention, but that was canceled because of COVID-19. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
House Democrats taking the Federal Reserve to task over its response to the coronavirus pandemic when it comes to helping average Americans. Congressman James Clyburn opening a hearing yesterday where Fed Chief Jerome Powell was the main witness.
The Fed's actions so far have prioritized big businesses over the small ones that are most at risk, and it has failed to protect American workers.
House Minority Whip Steve Scalise seeing things differently, thanking Powell for his leadership.
As we work together through this, I just want to thank you for keeping a steady hand at the Federal Reserve, which has been so important as we start seeing this economic recovery.
The Food Network star known as Cake Boss is recovering from a very serious hand injury that he received while bowling near his home in Montville, New Jersey recently. Buddy Velastro's hand got impaled by a bowling pin setter rod that malfunctioned. It happened over the weekend. The Cake Boss had emergency surgery at Morristown Memorial Hospital to remove the rod and now faces what doctors say is a long recovery. Velastro has a reality show, Cake Boss, which is filmed at his Hoboken bakery, and he routinely appears on other Food Network shows as well. You can find us online at usaradio.com, and for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.